item 454, request of Emily Pittman Newberry to address council regarding SAGE, Metro Portland, and the SAGE Photo Voice Art Show.
Good morning. Good morning, Emily. Welcome.
Morning. My name is Emily Pittman Newberry, Mayor Hill's distinguished council commissioners. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of SAGE Metro Portland. SAGE stands for Services and Advocacy for LGBT Elders. We're a vital part of helping LGBT seniors thrive and prosper. We provide a variety of social programs and educational opportunities, and currently, housing is a particular focus for us. SAGE accomplished this in several ways. In advocacy, we talk to people who intersect with LGBT elders, calling on them to develop specific policies and programs to make facilities welcoming to diverse populations. We recently completed a survey of elder housing communities to determine what specific steps they are taking that meet our needs. In resource development, we have programs and events to help sexual and gender minorities lead happier, more productive lives. This includes our annual Gay and Gray Expo, in which we offer workshops and a trade fair with services and products of interest to our communities. After the survey of elder housing was completed, we also created a resource guide so that LGBT senior citizens can make informed choices among alternative places to live. In education, we go to universities, medical institutions, and providers of elder housing with panels of LGBT elders who tell compelling stories. In this way, professionals who interact with us become more aware of the challenges we face and ways they can become proactive in meeting our needs. In outreach, we publicize activities for LGBT seniors through our website and newsletter. These include things like meals, classes, parties, and movies. And recently, SAGE sponsored the Photo Voice Workshop, in which four LGBT seniors took photographs and wrote moving words about our hopes and fears of what is in store for us in housing as we become more vulnerable. We spent 8 weeks taking pictures, choosing the final ones for the exhibit, and telling each other what the pictures meant to us. This installation will be in City Hall until May 23rd. We urge all council members to attend, to invite their friends and family to a reception tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. in the atrium downstairs. SAGE Metro Portland asks for the support of the City Council as you do the hard work of developing and implementing programs and policies for our fair city. Again, thank you for the opportunity to address you.
Thank
Mayor,
you.
Mayor, if I may, I just Emily, it's an honor for us to be hosting the photography exhibit at City Hall. And just since you're here, I wanted to ask you, what are some of the unique barriers that LGBT older adults face in getting adequate housing in our community?
Well, aside from the amount of housing that's available, I would say highlight two things. One is that there are people who run the housing centers and their staff who don't have enough familiarity with us and with the challenges we face. Sometimes they may harbor their own prejudices, but oftentimes, just out of not knowing what our needs are, they'll do things that could be hurtful. And secondly, sad to say, but there are people who are in our generation who still harbor prejudices and don't feel comfortable around us and may act in negative ways around us. And when you're more vulnerable, it's harder to take that.
All right. Thanks very much for everything you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.